بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. اللهم لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. A week has passed since the beautiful month began. We've completed the seventh day of fasting and the eighth night of performance of Taraweeh and the tenth juz of the Holy Quran, one third of the book. We pray for acceptance. We pray for steadfastness. We pray that Allah covers our faults and flaws, and that the remainder of the month be better than what has transpired from us at the start. Because the concern is that we must benefit and draw benefit. The concern is that we must use this opportunity of communal prayer, this opportunity of communal submission, of communal worship, where everyone is doing it, it becomes easier. The concern is for us to make use of this opportunity to become better individuals. We've been speaking about different aspects of the self and about our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Think about something for a moment before we address the chapters recited tonight. If I love someone, whether it be a spouse or a parent or a teacher or a friend, I would love that the love is reciprocated. I would love that what I offer from my heart be given to me as well. It cannot be one-sided. Al-Imam Shafi'i said that of the greatest calamities that can befall a person is that you love someone, but the one whom you love does not love you back. وَمِنَ الْبَلِيَّةِ أَن تُحِبَّ وَلَا يُحِبُّكَ مَن تُحِبُّ. From a baliyah, bala, is that you love someone, وَلَا يُحِبُّكَ مَن تُحِبُّ, but the one whom you love doesn't love you back. وَيَصُدُّ عَنْكَ بِوَجْهِهِ وَتُلِحُ أَنْتَ فَلَا تُغِبُّ. And when you persist in wanting his attention or her attention, the more you persist, the more that person turns their face away from you. That's how difficult, isn't it? Nah, may Allah protect us. But now what would you do if I told you that on the tongue of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not want to speak to certain individuals on the day of Qiyamah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not want to look at certain individuals on the day of Qiyamah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not offer certain individuals on the day of Qiyamah the opportunity to cleanse their slate and to offer some type of request from their side. He won't give them a hearing. Too late. Imagine that grand moment, the ultimate stance, when I present myself in front of my Creator and He does not want to look at me. People speak about, will we be allowed the opportunity to look at Allah? That's one thing, okay? To see Him. Allah says, there'll be some people who will be veiled from Him. They won't be able to see Him. But then the other people, وجوه يومئذ ناظرة. There are people whose faces that are going to be illuminated, إِلَىٰ رَبِّهَا نَاظِرَةً, whilst looking at their Lord. And Nabi Muhammad SAW said, إِنَّكُمْ سَتَرَوْنَ رَبَّكُمْ. You will see your Lord. كَمَا تَرَوْنَ الْقَمَرَ لَيْلَةَ الْبَدْرِ. Like you see the full moon on a clear night. لَا تُضَامُونَ فِي رُؤْيَتِي. You will not want to, you will not have to crowd and push to see Him. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's one thing. Us wanting to know if we'll be able to see Him subhanahu wa ta'ala. But what about Him not wanting to look at you? Him not wanting to look at us or me? Not wanting to speak with us? That must be the toughest. May Allah protect us. In the hadith, there's a whole list. I'm going to draw up the list, inshallah. Remind me. A hadith narrated by Abu Dharr radiallahu anhu. A hadith narrated by Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu. A hadith narrated by other sahaba too. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions certain people. One is a person who breaks off ties with his parents. Allah won't look at that person. Another person is a person who struts his entire life arrogantly, looking down upon everyone. Another person is a person who blackmails people, does things for an agenda, always. Other person is a person who raises his value of his items that he deals with and sells, and then he takes an oath, a false oath, regarding the item just to force the sale. It's about dealings. Other person who has a certain amount of water and a traveler passes by and he deprives the traveler from a drop. Then this is Allah won't want to look at that person. Allah will not want to speak. Why am I mentioning this? Just imagine. This surah, we started with, we completed Surah Al-Anfal, and I will end with something there because there is some hope. It's mentioned in Anfal. But this surah that Hafiz Amanullah started reciting tonight is known as Surah At-Tawbah. And tomorrow night, inshallah, in the latter part of the chapter, we'll understand why it's called Surah At-Tawbah. But this surah has another name. Surah Al-Bara'ah, or Bara'ah. Surah Al-Bara'ah, and it starts with a powerful, strong statement it explicitly speaks of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's disappointment with certain individuals. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's anger on certain individuals. They had a pledge with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, non-Muslims. And after some respite and time again, they broke their pledges. So Allah at the start of the surah says, enough is enough. Bara'atun min Allahi wa rasulihi ila alladhina ahadtum min al-mushrikeen. Allah and His Messenger are completely cut off now from those whom you had initially pledged with the mushrikun. They have some time to sort out the matters, then they must leave. Allah doesn't want anything to do with them, and the Rasul also sallallahu alaihi wasallam is done with them. Imagine that. So I was thinking about this. It's a powerful statement. And are there other people beyond that which is mentioned in the Quran where Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam may be clarified and added information? And there are ahadith, authentic ahadith documented by Imam Muslim and others. Easier. People whom Allah, it's as if cut off. Allah is all merciful, but imagine a man or a woman, what level of arrogance, what level of disobedience, what level of neglect did they spend their lives in, to the extent that on that day when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that His mercy encompasses everything, despite all of that, He doesn't want to look at them, doesn't want to speak with them, won't give them an opportunity to cleanse themselves, and for them is a painful punishment. لا يكلمهم الله يوم القيامة ولا ينظر إليهم ولا يزكيهم ولهم عذاب أليم. So why am I mentioning this? Is opportunity to make amends, our ways. Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, whosoever fasts but has not stayed away from backbiting and ill speaking and wrong dealings, then ليس له من صيامه إلا الجوع والعطش. There's nothing for him from his fasting except hunger and thirst. Kan maga eat it? Yeah. We're supposed to become better now. Open our hearts. Humble now. And looking at the needs of others with an open heart. It's going to be difficult. Especially if we, you know, yeah. I'm thinking of the others now. There are a few others. Nabi Muhammad also mentioned Allah will not want to speak with him. The one is Malikun Kazab, someone who's given position of leadership, but he continuously lies and tricks the people. Adiyana Shaykhun Zanin, someone who's reached age, male or female, but they're still promiscuous. They're still all just for self-satisfaction, fulfilling their own desires. The older we come, the more we should be responsible and filled with reflect and diligence and concern. Nah, but imagine. So where's the hope? Nah, where's the hope? In Surah Al-Anfal, Allah says, وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ مُعَذِّبَهُمْ وَهُمْ يَسْتَغْفِرُونَ. Allah will not punish them as long as they make time to seek forgiveness. He's open. And in the third verse of Tawbah, even though Allah started so stern, what does He say in the third verse? فَإِيَّتُوبُوا يَكُوا خَيْرًا لَهُمْ. If they make Tawbah, it's better for them. There's still hope. Allah's turn, don't take advantage. Allah's, some people do wrong and they say, yeah, but Allah's Ghafoor Rahim, man, is alright. Take advantage. Allah's also Aziz, Allah's also completely independent. Allah doesn't need anyone. Nah. There has to be a balance. Iman is between khawf and raja. Iman is between fearing His displeasure and hoping for His pleasure. That's what the fasting is about. That's why we control, we learn self-control for that balance. And that's why we come and bow down here. That's why we come and prostrate here for that balance. There are good people. There are people whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that when they come to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they also want to go out and help and serve the Muslimoon and all. But then the Nabi tells them, I'm not able to help you. They turn away and their eyes are tearing because they don't have to spend in Allah's path. Alhamdulillah, that Allah has afforded us the opportunity still to be able to spend in His path. But there are people out there who want to, but they can't. And Allah looks at the heart. Naam. يُرِيدُونَ أَن يُطْفِئُوا نُورَ اللَّهِ. Powerful verse. There are people who want to extinguish the nur of Allah. Imagine that. There are people who are concerned about Allah's favor, and there are people, Allah says, there are people who want to intentionally extinguish Allah's nur, through His message, Allah's nur in the guidance of the Prophet ﷺ, Allah's nur through His word, Allah's nur in the deen. But Allah says, وَيَأْبَ اللَّهُ. Allah refuses, إِلَّا أَيُّتِمَّ نُورَهُ, except to complete His nur, وَلَوْ كَرِهَ الْكَافِرُونَ, even if the disbelievers dislike this. May we be proponents of that nur. Naam, naam, naam. And then, powerful verse. Allah speaks about love, love, love. And this month, I'm staying away from this, Ya Allah, even though I can eat it. I'm staying away from it, Ya Allah, even though I can drink. I'm staying away from it, Ya Allah, even though I can indulge it. It is there easy now at the press of a button. But because I love You, Ya Allah, I prefer what You love over what I feel for. لو كان حبك صادقا لأطعته إن المحب لمن يحب مطيعه. If your love is true, you would obey him. For verily, the lover obeys the beloved. قل, say, oh, Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, tell him, if your parents and your children and your spouses and your brothers and your tribes and your businesses and your homes, all of these things, if all of these things are more beloved to you than Allah and His Messenger, this is the ayah in Surah Tawbah. Beloved. We're not people of just empty ritual. We are people of heart. We are people of heart. May Allah soften our hearts. May Allah fill our hearts with true love for Him. May Allah fill our hearts with true love for His Rasul, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. May Allah fill our hearts with true love for His book. May Allah fill our hearts with true love for deen. May Allah fill our hearts with true love for the mu'minun. Naam, naam. Allah says, if all of these things are more beloved to you than Allah and His Messenger and striving in His path, this is all part of striving, subduing the nafs and making effort for His path. If all of these things are more beloved to you than Allah and His Messenger and putting some effort in for His deen, فَتَرَبَّصُوا حَتَّى يَأْتِيَ اللَّهُ بِأَمْرِي. Then you better be alert, you better be warned, Allah may come with a command regarding you specifically. Everyone is important, and everyone's heart counts, and everyone's attempts to love Allah more counts, and everyone's attempts to be better counts. Each and everyone counts. We can have a personal relationship with Allah, and we want to be of those. There's a Sahabi, listen to this, I'll end with this, it's come to my mind now. His name was Talha, but it's not Talha ibn Ubaidillah. Talha ibn Shaddad, or Talha ibn Ya'la, radiallahu anhu wa arda, radiallahu anhu. Say it at least once. Because we don't normally hear him. He's from the Ansar, Medina. So he was ill one day. Ill, and he became very sick. He ultimately passed away. But what happened was, the Nabi Muhammad ﷺ came to visit him at night, and he was unconscious. So the Sahaba who around him said, that Ya Rasulullah ﷺ, he said, if you come to visit, we must try to wake him up. The Nabi ﷺ said, no, leave him. His body must try to fight whatever it has to fight now. But Fajr time, inform me of his state. Okay? The Nabi Muhammad SAW left. During the night, he wakes up. The first thing he asks is, was the Rasul of Allah here? They said, yes. He said, but I told you to wake me up. Try to get me up. They said, no, but the Rasul said not to wake you up because you rather inform him of your condition at Fajr. So he says, If I do not get to see Fajr, convey my salam to him and ask him to make dua for me. Right? After some time, he passed away. Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Fajr Salah. Done with the Salah, the hadith is in Tabrani and others, it's there. He turns around to Sahaba, he makes what? He makes dhikr, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and then he asks him, how is Talha? So they said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he passed away through the night. The Nabi then becomes upset. He said, I told you. Oh, the message is in between that he must inform, they must inform him if he wakes up or whatever. Anyway, the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, what did he say? He said to convey salam to you. So the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, wa alaykum wa alayhi salam. And then they said that the Nabi they said that Talha asked that we request of you to make dua for him. Right there and then, the Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam raised his hands. And he said, he made a dua that I never heard before, and I never heard it ever made by anyone. I never heard him say or read him say it for anyone else. It is Allahumma alqahu tadhaku ilayka aw tadhaku ilayhi wa yadhaku ilayk. Oh Allah, oh kama qal. Oh Allah, meet him. Allow him to meet you whilst you are laughing with him and he's laughing with you. Allahumma alqahu yadhaku ilayka wa tadhaku ilayhi. The reverse. Imagine that dua. Ameen. May we also experience that. Where that day be the best day of our existence. Where we are pleased and Allah is pleased with us. But it's all about this opportunity here. I'm hearing this from myself as a reminder for me. And Allah has decreed for you also to be here to hear this too. So let's roll up our sleeves. Let's tighten the belts. Let's pull up our socks. And let's do more than what we've previously done. And pray for acceptance. Ameen, Ya Rabbil Alameen. There's a request now that we make dua for a gentleman who tunes in from Egypt, live stream to the Taraweeh and the Prata. He's a Cape Townian and he's out there in Egypt with his what? With his family. And it's his birthday today. Brother Zaid Salih, Osei Bay Islamat Fa'i. And we make dua for many good years ahead for you and your family, surrounded always by your loved ones. Increased health and barakah in your strength and sustenance. Ameen. And the same for all those who sincerely say Ameen. Allahumma salli wa sallim wa barik ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Allahumma tawwil umrahu fi ta'atik wa barik lahu fi rizqihi wa yassir lahu fi jami'i umuri fi dunya wal akhirati ya akram al akramin. Allahumma habib ilayhi wa ilayna al-iman wa zayyinhu fi qulubina wa karrih ilayna al-kufra wa fusuq wa al-isyan wa ja'alhu wa iyana min al-rashidin wa sabirin wa shakirin ya maulana ya rabbal alamin. Rabbana atina min ladunka rahmatan wa hayyi lana min amrina rashada wa sallallahu wa sallim wa barik ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in wa salamun ala al-mursaleen walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Just a reminder, as you find me sitting there, the mobile phone that was picked up in the wudu area, I still have it here in front. Haji Fahmi is there with the Sons of receipt book. You can pay your zakah, your lillah, or your fitrah for you and your dependents, as well as your fidya, inshaAllah. Safe home. Wassalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.